today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salam and welcome to this new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to this episode and choosing today's special to listen to. In this program, we're going to speak about overlooking the faults. So be with us. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان We look at the calendar. Today is Sunday, 29th of Ramadan, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of March, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At the first step, we'll listen to chapter Humazah from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Waylun likulli humazatil lumazah.
Woe to every scorner and mocker.
الذي جمع مالا وعدده.
Who collects wealth and continuously counts it.
يحسب أن ماله أخلده.
He thinks that his wealth will make him immortal.
كلا لينبذن في الحطمة.
No, he will surely be thrown into the crusher.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ
And what can make you know what is the crusher?
نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوقَدَةِ
It is the fire of Allah, eternally fueled.
الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ
Which mounts directed at the hearts.
إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةِ
Indeed, hellfire will be closed down upon them.
في عمد ممددة
In extended columns.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى
A tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, says, The lowest one amongst people is he who insults people. Then it refers to the source of their hideous behavior. It often originates from arrogance and pride caused by wealth. He likes wealth so much that he always counts his gold coins or other things amongst his riches. And enjoys them as if each of them is an idol for himself, and wealth is the center of everything in his personality. It's natural that such a foolish, astray person always mock the poor believing people.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
As I told you, we speak about overlooking defaults. Most people strive to attain happiness and success. In fact, the true success in life lies in a person's sincerity, his devotion to his Lord, his obedience by the provisions of the Sharia or Islamic principles that his Lord legislated, mirroring the noblest and best morals in his interactions with people, and guarding his tongue against delving into what does not concern him as well as idle talk. The Prophet instructed the Muslims to channel their energy into what benefits them and avoid what harms them. Out of his keenness to instill love and brotherly affection in the members of his nation, Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his family said, "Whoever among you sees an evil and can change it with his hand by taking action, let him change it with his hand. If he cannot do that, then with his tongue, by speaking out. And if he cannot do that, then with his heart, by hating it or feeling that it is wrong. And that is the weakest form of faith."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about overlooking the faults of others. Overlooking the faults of others is a highly valued virtue in Islam, emphasizing compassion, mercy, and respect for privacy. This practice not only fosters a harmonious community, but also earns divine reward and protection. The Quran advises believers to avoid suspicion and spying on others, emphasizing the importance of respecting privacy and personal boundaries. It warns against backbiting and gossiping, which are considered major sins. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught that concealing the faults of others is a noble act, promising that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal the faults of those who do so in this life and the hereafter. Islamic traditions encourage believers to overlook the mistakes of others, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks our own mistakes. This approach promotes peace and harmony within the community. Engaging in gossip or backbiting about others' faults is strictly discouraged. Instead, Muslims are encouraged to focus on their own self-improvement and spiritual growth.
It is impermissible for a person to think ill of people or speak ill of them based on his negative assumptions about them regarding their potential committing of evil, because seeing is not the same as assuming. Moreover, part of a person's well-being lies in the gracious overlooking people's sins and faults as long as they do not make them public, as well as avoiding scrutinizing every insignificant and trivial matter. It was narrated that the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Whoever pursues the faults of his Muslim brother, Allah will pursue his faults. And if Allah pursues his faults, he will expose him even if he is in the confines of his own home. Fear Allah. You pursue the faults and scandals of others and expose them on social media and in other gatherings and forums, and be aware that the one who pursues people's faults is of the most wicked and evil people.
رمضان تجلى وابتسما طوبى للعبد إذا اغتنما فالخير وفير إن صرما ينجي المأثوم من النار. During Ramadan, the shaitan is in chains, and Allah's mercy for a month reigns. The doors of heaven are open wide, begging for mankind to enter and abide.
We have a conclusion. Keeping quiet about people's fault is one of the morals of the noble. And the same is true of graciously overlooking the foolishness and lapses of the youth. A wise and astute person is the one who graciously overlooks people's faults, lapses, and slips of the tongue, as long as it does not incur evils. A poet once said, of course that's the means of it, if you find fault with people, they will find more fault with you, and divulge what may be hidden of your imperfections. If you discredit people for faults that they do not have, this is a graver wrongdoing in the sight of Allah and people. If you discredit people for faults that you too have, then how could a one-eyed man find fault with another's being one-eyed? Islam calls for overlooking people's faults and lapses and pretending not to have noticed them.
The concept of sitr al-awra, concealing imperfections, emphasizing the importance of respecting others' privacy and avoiding public exposure of their faults. Overlooking faults helps maintain social harmony by preventing unnecessary conflicts and fostering an environment of mutual respect and understanding. Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam reinforced the importance of overlooking others' faults, emphasizing the need for compassion and mercy. Imam Ali alayhis salam advised accepting apologies from others, and if none are offered, inventing a reasonable explanation for their actions to maintain peace and avoid conflict. This approach of Imam alayhis salam promotes harmony and encourages overlooking faults. So overlooking the faults of others is a fundamental aspect of Islamic ethics, promoting a culture of compassion, respect, and harmony. By adhering to these principles, Muslims not only contribute to a more peaceful society, but also earn divine rewards and protection. The teachings of the Quran, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam provide a comprehensive framework for understanding and practicing this virtue.
Dear brother and sister, thank you for listening to this episode, and inshallah we continue. So we leave you in Allah's care and blessings, and fi amanillah.
أقبل تعال فالشوق طال والقلب سما نحو السماء مترنما لا لا تنقضي أنت للروح دواء رمضان رمضان
عندك